Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos. In this episode, we sit down with Rory Feek. We zoomed with Rory the morning of June the 29th, 2020. He joined us from his farm an hour south of Nashville. We talked about his new children's book, inspired by his daughter, Indiana, called The Day God Made You. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with the great singer-songwriter, Rory Feek.
From WSM Radio, this is Coffee, Country, and Cody.
And Rory Feek joins us via Zoom this morning. And I know what happened, Charlie. I was walking down the hallway a moment ago, and as I was coming back, I hit my thought. He missed his interview slot a few minutes ago. So he called Will Hogan and goes, "Hey, man, why don't you beg off? I'll take your slot." How's that? Good morning, Rory.
Good morning, Bill. How are you guys?
You are looking very Jeremiah Johnson, Robert Redford handsome these days with the COVID beard.
Well, thank you. I've embraced it. I've embraced the beard. I don't think it's going anywhere for a while.
What has quarantine been like for you? We ask that of all our guests. And do you have a food weakness, something that snack weakness that you've taken on during this time?
It actually hasn't been much. You know, here on the farm, we live an hour south of Nashville, and it really hasn't, it didn't change much of anything. The only difference was we were home a little bit more on the farm. We were already home a ton. I'm in the milk house here, which is where I work anyway. So it didn't change a lot. The only difference is it became even more clear that we should do most of our grocery shopping from our garden.
Well,
we're doing a lot.
My days of reading Foxfire books growing up as a kid, if you're in the milking parlor, do cows get milked in the milking parlor, or has it been transformed into a studio?
It's been transformed. Yeah, it's now a whole sound. It's a studio. it's come a long way since the days of milking.
But have no doubt, if he were milking, Charlie, he would be hand milking.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Oh, no machinery. No automation here.
Not this guy.
You know, the funny thing is, we had Charlie Daniels on when all of this COVID stuff just started. And he had it phrased best about having to stay home quarantined. He goes, "We're doing exactly what we would want to be doing if we weren't told to be doing it."
How have y'all been?
We've been doing very well. Yeah. We have been fortunate enough to come in every day to the studio, socially distanced.
Well,
but coming into a hotel that has, how many rooms we have in the Gaylord?
2,880.
Okay. Yeah. And there's not a soul here but like two or three cars in the parking lot. And that's Eric Markham, our studio director, Charlie, mm-hmm. and me. And then sometimes when you're the last guy out of the building, it's like a scene. What was the Will Smith movie? He was the only guy.
I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you feel like,
yeah.
Rory.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And your show is now on Circle. Is that right?
People are seeing you all over the country on Circle TV. It's also home to the Opry. So the Opry is back on television. People have been longing for that for long time now.
Well, this will shock you, Rory, but Bill and I are considered essential employees. That's how we're allowed to keep coming in.
Don't say that out loud. HR, they could have us on to the monitor.
My wife even laughed. He goes, "You're essential?" It's like, okay, whatever. All right.
Oh, This Life I Live, your docuseries. It really changed your life dramatically after Joey's passing, and you have continued to keep us updated. You have developed a following like no other. And in this tragedy, there's such a sweet, tender spot for people who follow your story and read. And when I say read, your gift of writing, and not only these songs that we've played by people earlier this morning, we're talking about Blake Shelton and Clay Walker, Tracy Byrd, Colin Ray, on and on the list goes. But, did you know that you had to do that? Did God speak to you and say, "Hey, this is how you get through this, and this is how you help other people"?
No, not really. I think what became clear was that what we thought we were doing for us, which was I was writing, we had taken some time off, a year off of the music business when Indiana, our little girl, was born. And I'd started writing a blog and capturing our lives in a different way than we had ever done before, a much, much more personal way. And what we had thought we were doing at the time became clear that it wasn't just for us and our immediate family. It was something that was an encouragement to other folks, especially as our story kind of kept progressing and Joey got sick and passed away. And so even now I'm just continuing to do what we were doing together then. It just turned into more creative opportunities than I would have ever seen. You know, it's almost like somehow God knew that I was going to get a chance to tell stories on a larger scale, small, still here at our farm and our lives, but in a different way. Like I haven't written any songs in 4 or 5 years or longer. But I make songs all the time. They just look like videos. They're little stories that I tell, or TV episodes or blogs I write. So they're still songs. They just look and sound a little different.
Help me with this memory. Your last performance before she gave birth to Indiana was on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, as I recall it. I was hosting that yes. night, and you guys left because she was very pregnant and said, this is about to become a reality. We thought we might have a live birth on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, really. But yeah. It was shortly after that she gave birth. And then was it during or after Indiana's birth that she realized that she was sick?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, a bunch of things happened all during that time. In January, well, you guys, we've come in and continued. We were singers coming in like everybody else, songwriters, singers, sitting down and sharing our music. And we thought that's what we were made to do. And then when we decided to take a year off and have the baby, we really had something inside of our hearts that really said that God's going to give us a great story, even though it's probably not going to be about music this year. It was going to be about a baby being born. And so almost immediately after that, which is not long after the Grand Ole Opry performance, we had the baby, and we had the baby here at home at the farm, and we had no idea that Indiana was going to have Down syndrome. So that was a first turn in the story we didn't see coming. And then also, Joey had never wanted children before. And then when she got pregnant and she had Indiana, she wanted 5 more. And as Charlie, you were saying, you had your son at 49. I was 48 when Indy was born, or right around there, 48, I think. And so that was a little terrifying for me. I think we should have more of these. And I was so surprised because she was so adamantly against having her own children. And it was about 6 weeks later, and we went to the doctor so that she could figure out the best way to plan having more children. That's what her plan was. And instead, the doctor said, hey, I see something that I think might be cancer. And it changed everything. Within a month or so, she had had a surgery and couldn't have any more children. And then a year later, the cancer came back again. So, yeah, it happened very quickly. Maybe 6 weeks after Indiana was born is when Joey was diagnosed.
And what's day-to-day life like for Indy these days? As she is the inspiration for your new children's book, The Day God Made You. We'll talk about the book in a moment. And they can see her bouncing around in some of the videos that you've posted. And yes. So what is her day-to-day like? And how old is she now?
She's 6.
Okay.
She's 6. So her day-to-day is a lot like her mama's day to day, in the sense of we're in the same old farmhouse and my office is still in the same milk house here. The only differences are, you know, Joey was going to homeschool Indy when she got old enough to go to school. And instead we've built a one room schoolhouse, a whole farm school here where Indiana and about a dozen other children go to school. And it feels a lot like a scene out of Anne of Green Gables. Indy puts her little hat on and her backpack and walks to school. And it's just
I was seeing Little House on the Prairie, but I'll take
little
that
house on the prairie. Well. Yeah. It's very much like that. Only it's here. It's right. You know, it's in within just 100 yards of where Joey's buried in the cemetery behind the farm.
And is, so it, goes, is it all special needs children who go there?
Oh, no, it's not. There's Indy, and then there's another little boy with Down syndrome. There's a couple of children who have some, you know, some other things going on in their world. But mostly it's just typical kids. It's just it's a school. It's a school for kids in our community. You know, Indiana doesn't know she has Down syndrome. So she just thinks she's a normal child. So she couldn't imagine going to school with, you know, anything other than just lots of other kids. So that's what she does. But her normal day is just going to school, coming home. She helps. We've got a big garden. We've got pigs and cows and chickens. And so she's a little farm girl like her mama.
The day God made you, again, she was the inspiration for that. Share a little, and for people who want to get a copy and know more about it, where they do that, Rory.
Well, let me grab it right here. So I was thinking about Indy when I was thinking about this book, and it really came from her little her oldest sisters, Heidi and Hopi, have blue and green eyes, and Indiana has almond eyes. And so I was thinking about how her little eyes are shaped differently, and that's where it came from. And so it sort of starts with the shape of your eyes, the color of your hair, the way that you laugh and the size shoes you wear, the sound of your voice and the tears you cry to. God knew all these things the day he made you.
Oh.
And the book kind of unfolded where it was just a reminder that Indy was a surprise for Joey and I, but not a surprise for God. Hmm. And all of us are special and made uniquely the way that he intended us to be. And that's really where the book came from. I'm really proud of it.
Rory Feek, if you just joined us, who gave you your first cut as a songwriter in this town in the minute or so we have left?
Colin Ray. Colin Ray recorded my song, Someone You Used to Know. He is the reason I'm at the farmhouse. He created enough income for me so I could move out of an apartment and buy a rundown old farmhouse 21 years ago.
And as we approach the nation's Independence Day celebration on July 4th, two tours in the U.S. Marine Corps for you?
Yes, sir. 8 years.
Rory, thank you so much for joining us from the Milk and Parlor this morning on Coffee Country and Cody.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful to see you, pal.
You used to know, like a friend. Like a fool.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee Country and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.